So I guess what I have to share here is a lot along the same lines as what Jim shared this morning. I want to start out by reading 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Feels like my thoughts are still kind of scattered on this a little bit, but this is something that I've been thinking about. And what made me think about it is, a little while ago, I want to look at the second part of the verse here, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I was working by myself one day, a couple weeks ago now, and I got to thinking about when I'm out there on the job by myself, people's impression of the company that I work for, Ace Roofing, is based on me and how I act, the things that I say, the work that I do. And my representation of them is what forms their conclusion about it. In the same way, how we live our lives represents Christ to the world. The circle of people that we interact with on a daily basis, I think, is a whole lot bigger than what we often realize. And the vast majority of people today either have very little idea of what Christianity actually is, or have a very negative viewpoint of it because of people that they've encountered who claim to be Christians but really did not live up to what they say. Just the amount of people that know nothing about it has been very surprising to me. When I was up at Henry and Shane, as some of the kids that come over to their place, they know nothing of the Bible. Like, some of them knew a couple stories that came from a Disney movie or something, but that's quite obviously not very accurate. So when we're interacting with people like this, their view of God is either formed or changed by how we act. In 1 Peter 2, verse 12. What was it, 2? Having a conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Most people, when they find out that we are followers of God, they'll watch us. They want to see if we're for real, if what we say lines up with what we do. So when we're out there, the way that we react to things, the way that we talk, the way that we treat them really speaks volumes, either planting a seed of truth, helping them to see something of God, or, you know, giving them a positive viewpoint. But if we respond poorly, it's going to turn them away. It can have a very negative influence if we don't live up to what we say that we believe. And when I was thinking about this, I also thought about the importance of knowing what we represent. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh of you a reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and fear. So if we don't know how to respond to them, like say I was going to market for Steve or something, I can sell bread all day long. But as soon as they ask any questions about the ingredients or how it's made, I'm lost. I can't represent it properly. And in the same way, if I'm up here saying, hey, I'm a Christian, but they want to know anything about it. They want to know why I do what I do or respond the way I do. If I just say, well, that's the way I've always done it. It's the way my parents did it, so it's the way I do it. That's not a satisfactory answer. So if I don't know what I'm living up to or living for, I'm pretty much a worthless ambassador. So there's a lot to be said for really knowing what the scripture says, knowing what we believe, and being willing to give an answer and to just set a standard to the world of what Christianity should look like. Because this world is full of people that are lost, and they need a glimmer of hope. They need somebody to point out truth to them, and that needs to be us. We're the ones that were called to do that. It's just something that I've been thinking about, pondering over, and it's been a challenge to me, and hopefully it can be an encouragement to some of you as well.